in schools. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Indictments in the death of VCU student Adam Oakes of Loudoun County. I'm Dick Giuliano.
At 1010, applying for federal financial aid for college with Jill Schlesinger.
Good morning. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This morning, Instagram announced it's pausing work on a new app for children. Correspondent Jim Krasula has the details.
Facebook is suspending development of a version of its Instagram photo sharing app for children 13 and younger. After widespread criticism of the idea, lawmakers and advocacy groups have opposed the launch of what's called Instagram Kids. They say the social media giant hasn't made a strong enough commitment to protecting kids online.
Parents say Instagram's particularly damaging to teenage girls, but the company insists the kids' version isn't intended for them, but for 10 to 12-year-olds, and says it'll keep working on parental supervision tools. New York is on track to become the first state in the nation to fire healthcare workers if they're not vaccinated against COVID. The deadline is the end of today. Nurse Caitlin Floyd says it'll have a devastating effect.
Because of this mandate, we're going to lose approximately 400 employees.
Governor Kathy Hochul says she's ready to call in the National Guard to help. British scientists say the pandemic's reversed decades of progress in extending our lifespans. Correspondent Vicky Barker is in London.
Most of the 29 countries studied have seen lifespan reductions at a scale that wiped out years of progress. American men have been the worst affected. They've seen 2.2 years wiped off their life expectancy. The losses in Western Europe, the worst since World War II.
The Drug Enforcement Administration is warning Americans to be on the lookout for fake prescription drugs. Cammie McCormick has more.
The DEA says it is an alarming increase. Prescription drugs containing fentanyl and methamphetamine. These counterfeit pills are being mass-produced by criminal drug networks in labs, it says. They're marketed as legitimate and are killing unsuspecting Americans at what it calls an unprecedented rate. They've been seized in every state.
Investigators are back at the site of Saturday's Amtrak crash that killed at least three people. Former NTSB chairman Robert Sumwalt.
They'll be looking at the operation of the train. Was the locomotive engineer properly controlling the train? What is the condition of the track? Is there anything about the track itself that could have led to a derailment?
The man who shot President Reagan more than 40 years ago has a court hearing in Virginia this hour. John Hinckley hopes to convince a judge to grant him an unconditional release from restrictions that he's been under since he was moved out of a hospital in 2016. They include giving notice if he drives more than 75 miles outside of Williamsburg and providing usernames and passwords for his online accounts. The Dow is up 277 points. This is CBS News.
Indeed helps find great hires fast. Indeed is your all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03. We welcome you in on a nice Monday morning, September 27th. 63 degrees now, going to the upper 70s and low 80s today. Good morning, I'm Deborah Feinstein.
And I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. There is new information today about where you can get Pfizer's COVID booster shot across our region. Days after the CDC endorsed boosters for certain groups, local health departments are making those shots available.
The Virginia Department of Health on their website says boosters are available to all people who are eligible to get it. D.C. and Maryland health departments have instructed all providers to give the third dose to those qualified. You can even schedule to get the booster shot at home in D.C. In both Maryland and the district, all you have to do is self-report that you need the booster shot. No further proof is needed. Last week, the CDC recommended boosters if you're over 65, have an underlying medical condition, or work in a job with a high risk of exposure to the virus. But you still need to wait 6 months after your last dose. To find a booster location near you, go to vaccines.gov. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
And a reminder, this is for the Pfizer shot. There have not been recommendations yet from federal health officials about booster shots for those who receive the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines.
D.C. school nurses are in short supply, and there is not one in every school. And for the schools that do have them, nurses can't monitor or screen kids for COVID symptoms.
Councilmember Charles Allen says there's no question the healthcare worker shortage is affecting D.C. schools.
We have a lot of schools in D.C. that don't have a full-time nurse, and a lot of parents are concerned about that.
As DCPS competes with hospitals and medical practices looking to hire nurses, Chancellor Louis Farabee told council members it's hired 240 healthcare personnel and is contracting CSS nurses to monitor, test, and screen kids for COVID. But parents like Nora Green Lane are frustrated that school nurses' responsibilities are limited.
Extend the use of school nurses. They are an asset.
While Ellen says the idea is to let nurses focus on providing routine health care to kids, many schools don't have that resource in place. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
Well, Amtrak is expanding service in Virginia, bringing back a direct route from Richmond to D.C. It's an effort to reduce I-95 traffic congestion. The train line starts at Richmond's historic Main Street station and ends at D.C.'s Union Station. The route's first train took off at 5:30 this morning, more than a year after the pandemic halted cars between the cities. Governor Ralph Northam attended this morning's departure and was on the train for a bit.
People can now take Amtrak's Route 51 service, which runs between Richmond and Washington, from here at Main Street Station three times a day.
That train ride takes about 2 hours and 45 minutes.
11 people have been indicted in Richmond in the alleged hazing death of a Virginia Commonwealth University student from Loudoun County. And now we're hearing from his parents.
Adam Oakes died in February of alcohol poisoning following an off-campus party at the fraternity he was pledging. Oakes' father told News 4 the family is pleased to see the legal process unfolding after Adam's death 7 months ago.
He just had that infectious personality. You know, when he would walk in a room, he'd greet you with a smile.
The family has started a foundation in their son's memory, Love Like Adam, which is dedicated to ending hazing.
People come and say, I now show Adam's story to my kids. I now let them listen to what you have to say. I mean, so many people have really come out and they're like, you're saving lives.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, we'll check the forecast and traffic in the region, and then we'll talk about financial aid. Yes, tis the season to begin filling out those applications. It's 10:07.
Care has the power to bring kindness where it's needed. It brings out the best in every one of us. It doesn't just see people. It takes time to understand them. It puts the needs of others ahead of its own. And when you start with care, you end up with a very different kind of bank. Truist. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
Oh no, week three of the NFL season is not done, and it's a good thing because of what FanDuel Sportsbook is offering on tonight's Monday night game between the Eagles and Cowboys. This is Dave Johnson, and listen to this. FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either the Eagles or Cowboys to win the game. So